This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
This is a Danger Entertainment Podcast. Danger Entertainment Podcast Network.
Hey, listener. This is Venice, and you're listening to Voice from the Underground, proud members of the Tangent Bound Network and the Famous Original Podcast Network. Welcome to the Underground. Voice.
Voice. Voice from the Underground.
My favorite podcast.
Voice, 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 voice.
Check out TJ.
Voice, 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 voice.
Check out Big Ass.
Voice, 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 voice.
Check out Dutch.
My favorite podcast.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Voice from the Underground.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
The U Podcast.
Welcome to the Underground.
Voice from the Underground.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Voice from the Underground, the podcast. This is Jason Dutch. Again, quick housekeeping note for you here. This is part two of this week's live stream. Part one, if you want to listen to that first, we talked about Hunter Biden and Letitia Wright from Black Panther getting in trouble for the COVID-19 vaccine skepticism that she had. That episode is going to be one episode down if you're listening to the audio version of this on like Spotify or Pandora, iTunes, Google Podcasts, whichever app you're listening to this on. Again, one episode down will be the first half of this. This is the second half. We had a little bit more fun. Let's just talk about some regular everyday stuff, a little bit of politics, of course, and a little bit of pop culture. So enjoy the show. And again, check out the live stream weekly, if not biweekly. You can check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/voicefromtheundergroundpodcast. Or you can like the Facebook page, facebook.com/VFU podcast, and catch it there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Dutch Jason. That's DutchJasen. Enjoy the show, guys.
Voice from the Underground.
So there were two things before we get to the humidizzle. There were two things that I packed at Amazon, which thankfully I just got an actual job offer today. So I won't have to work overnights at Amazon after maybe next week. So thank you for that. Thanks to God for that. But or his work on the space God in Mikey's world. But there were two things that I packed at Amazon that I looked at. Actually, there were three. One of them was where I was like, what the fuck are these people buying? One of them, which is unrelated to the rest of this, was a torso, a male sex masturbator torso. I sent you guys a picture of it. Did you see it? And Haas froze again on me there. Oh, everybody froze.
I'm still here.
Oh, no, you're still there. Okay, good. I was like,
I just looked frozen.
Is Mikey frozen or is he just being super still?
I think he's frozen. I think it's just us.
I think it's just us.
I think we're alone here.
Yeah, Haas. Oh, there's Haas coming back again now. Yeah, Mikey froze also. Now, I guess the stream's having some internet issues, so I apologize for that.
It must be in our area because, you know, Mikey lives like 10 minutes down the road. So
yeah, there's probably a shitstorm. But so there were three things that I packed. One was did you see the one I sent you, Haas, a male torso or a female torso that's like a male masturbation toy where it's the boot? It's the boot. Did you see that? Yeah. And like that was the craziest thing that I packed. However, and now Mikey's back. Good. But the other two things that I packed, one of them was, and it was from a place that said it was health food. Mm-hmm. It was straight gluten. Like it was a bag of fucking gluten. Now I've always heard gluten was bad and it was like this, you can be used in lieu of flour. And I was like, huh. Maybe there, I don't know if there's health benefits to gluten or not. The other was camel hump fat. which can be used as a some sort of oil.
That's a good lubricant. I mean, I'm sorry.
So,
baby, pass me that camel hump fat over here.
Yeah, it was. That's it one was, of my favorite lines from Rush Hour.
It was a. It was a small. I'm actually. I'm going to look it up here. Camel hump oil. Is it oil or fat?
It's probably.
Hopefully, it's fat because that just sounds way better.
Yo, man, if you're trying to get your waves just right, and you're not using camel hump fat,
and the old you can and the old school pantyhose top. Yeah, okay. Not in it.
You can't get the butter. You can't get the butters without the camel.
Without the camel, that's the precursor to Murray's.
No, I never looked at this before, but I just did a search. Like I saw the stuff, and it says camel hump fat. Camel meat is eaten in the Middle East and parts of Africa. The hump is the prize cut, offering the fattiest, most tender meat, according to Syrian Lebanese chef and author Anissa Helou. Hey, is camel fat good for you? Turns out camel fat is loaded with fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals.
Hell yeah.
Desert Farms, that's the company that sold it, says 1 teaspoon contains 40% of your vitamin B12. So I thought it was strange when I saw, because I didn't even know it was a camel's hump was made of. I figured it was bone or muscle, what? But apparently it's mostly fat. So you learn something new.
You see the way that thing sway back and forth up there like a booty, you know it's fat.
So I've you know how you kind of get sucked into like those
balls.
Like those videos where it's like
my hump.
Like a poor abused animal and it's like matted fur, and then they like they give it a haircut and a nice wash and give it to a nice foster family, and then they show at the end there's this happy little Labrador when they have this like scabbed up diseased dog that was like laying in the street. Those videos always terrify me but then give me hope in humanity. I saw one with a camel. It was a Bactrian camel, and those are the ones with two humps. Shut up Wayne. Wind your neck in.
Wayne Maker says Mikey ordered that the camel hump fat for his sick Jerry curl.
Just let your soul glow, baby.
And then Doc Fearsome says, can Jesus turn seltzer water into wine spritzers? I would imagine he can.
This boy trying to get his emperor.
Tim, can you verify that is a fact, please?
That is a fact, yes.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
But I saw a dromedary camel with the two humps. And they were all slumped over because he was at some like petting zoo or something like that. And he was so malnourished and they weren't taking care of him. He didn't have no space to run and exercise. And then by the end of the video, it took a couple months because that's a fat reserve. It took a little bit, but the hump was starting to go. And I was like, holy shit. If you starve a camel, his hump will sag.
That's just like a girl when you close down the church's chicken. You know, the booty goes away. You open up a Popeye's, it comes back.
See?
Not if they're doing their deadlifts and step ups. Come see me if you need some booty lifting.
So not on a side note, Big Haas, I think I'm ready to transform.
Oh shit.
I think it's ready. I think I'm ready for beast mode.
And no, you ain't ready for beast mode yet. You might be ready for...
But, get him ready for cricket mode first.
Let's get you to Teen Titans mode before we get to cricket mode.
I'll race you up any fucking flight of stairs you can find, Dutch.
Yeah, but no, you won't because I'll very throw you, specific I'll about throw what you to the
challenge would be.
I'll throw you to the ground before you start running.
Let's do something where my weight will help me.
I will throw you to the ground before you start running. And just real quick before we go, I saw Mulan.
The live action version?
My God, it's Star Wars redone.
It wasn't
Mulan, I heard it was very not good. The live action version.
I liked it. I thought it was very good, but there was so much Star Wars in it, it was ridiculous.
Did I yell at y'all about Coco yet? I did.
Yeah, you did.
I watched Coco.
Man, I'm still torn. I'd still be singing Remember Me.
And next week is Mandalorian season finale, so we will talk about this whole season. It's been fantastic. Real quick before we do the Humidor, Tim, tell the people about your podcast and where they can find you and all that stuff.
Oh, sure. Because I was about to say, I got to go to sleep because I got to work. But
okay. Good. We were going to kick you out anyway.
My podcast is the Writer's Basement Podcast. It hasn't been up for a bit because my co-host and I can't get together because of the coronas.
Ah.
But Yeah, we got about 9 or 10 episodes up there. It's the Writer's Basement Podcast. You can find us on Spotify and Stitcher and all the places that you find podcasting stuff. I also want to plug my food truck. We have a website now, themeltingtruck.com.
The Melting Truck. I love it.
I really want to go there.
We're based out of Stratford, Connecticut, and we are available for parties and private events.
You need to get some hermetically sealed samples out here to Illinois.
And by the way, Tim also does entertainment for those parties, shirtless.
He's a stunt double for Little Richard in gay movies on Thursday.
It's an expansion. he's expanding the business. So yeah, good for, you're an entrepreneur.
Right.
Dinner
right.
and a show.
Right.
But yeah, the He's melting truck. We're selling t-shirts right now. So if you go to our website, you can buy a t-shirt.
What's the website?
I'm on it.
Themeltingtruck.com.
Okay.
We got t-shirts up there. They're on pre-order. They're pretty cool. We had them designed. So it says it has our logo on the front and it says join the cheese cult on the back.
Yes, I've been looking for a new cult.
Yeah, the cheese cult.
Yeah, the truck cult is over now.
Yeah, it's actually just beginning.
It's just beginning.
So we'll just so you know, we're going to have a post-mortem on the Trump presidency. That's probably going to be 2 episodes long, and it's going to be epic. I can't wait. I'm pretty excited now.
On inauguration day, I'm going to be doing bonus content from the Torch Cigar and Hookah Lounge. I will be on inauguration day, right after Biden takes the oath of office, the one Trump cigar that I have, Trump 2020, I will be lighting that shits on fire right after the inauguration.
Well, we'll be a socialist country then. So, no, you won't. Immediate. we'll be taken off the air the next day.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Tim, thank you, brother, for jumping on and short notice. We appreciate it, man.
Love you, Tim.
Being part of it.
I'll definitely be down for that Trump debrief.
Oh, you are definitely invited onto that. It's so much content that we might have to do it in 3 shows. So
okay, all right.
So all in 1 week, but so anyway, Tim, thank you, brother.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. We're done with you.
Oh, the way you gotta do like that,
Cicero. They call it the Cicero send off.
Oh, that's something else. That means something else in Chicago.
I'm from St. Louis. We don't do all that shit.
All right. Well,
we're proper.
In closing, we got one segment left.
I want to talk about Lamar Jackson a little bit.
And we?
But that's okay.
You can do
Did
that.
Y'all watch the game last night?
Nope. I was working.
That shit was amazing. And whoever thought, I never thought that I would be saying that shit about a Cleveland Browns game. You know?
They're doing really well this
year. But they are just Stefanski
is doing
a good job there.
Without
OBJ.
OBJ, yeah.
Yes, and I think that's critical. However.
And without Nick Chubb for what, 3 games?
He played yesterday.
Yeah, but he missed 3 games. And still...
but they had Kareem Hunt, man. Come on, quit playing. Kareem Hunt is no slouch.
But, Can we have Cole on next week?
Yeah, we have to make sure, though, that we get Cole to use his right microphone. last night's
game turned out to be what they would call in Kansas a barn burner. All right? They were going up and down the field.
I lost my fantasy matchup because somebody had 5 players in that game.
Yeah, and here's the thing is that Lamar Jackson missed a chunk of the 3rd quarter with cramps. He ran for like a Monday Night Football record, 124 yards. And comes the backup was Trace McSorley of Penn State fame. He has a knee injury and goes down on 3rd down. It ends up being 4th and 5. Lamar Jackson comes out of the fucking locker room because they don't have any other quarterbacks. He comes out of the locker room limping on 4th and 5 and throws a goddamn touchdown pass on a scramble. But that's not the most – that's not the best thing about that night. So he throws a touchdown, right? Freaking Baker Mayfield, who I had my doubts about, but, man, he's looking good. He comes back down the field, guides his team to a score – The game is tied, right? He meant the squirts. He got the squirts.
Yo, the Hershey squirts is nothing to play.
Ain't nothing like a sudden case of the squirts, man. But so it's like something like a minute and 30 seconds left or some shit like that. Lamar Jackson. Now, the big knock on him is that he cannot necessarily throw the ball as well as they need him to, especially in big moments. And this might have been his big moment coming out party as far as him maybe getting over the hump. Pause.
Camel's hump?
The camel fat.
He drives his team down the field and gets them into field goal range for a 55-yard field goal with some clutch, great passing. Accuracy, poise. It wasn't like it was his first read. He was checking the ball down to the right guy. I think that, and I don't know if you guys didn't see the game, so I'm just basically giving like an editorial right now. I think that this is a big stepping stone for Lamar Jackson, and I think that this is something that he can look back on, given the adversity of overcoming cramps, throwing the one touchdown pass, but more importantly, making the proper reads and doing the proper things and not playing hero ball to get his team into a position to win a game and pulling that game out. I think that we're going to see a different Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, pause. We're going to see a different Lamar Jackson in the playoffs this year because of this game. I think that this is going to turn out to be a more pivotal game than a lot of people see right now. I think that this was a great thing for his confidence. This was a great thing for his development as a quarterback, especially given his throws from the pocket in that final drive.
And now on to something completely different. The NBA preseason started.
Yes.
Who y'all got to win? Without even seeing the game, who y'all got to win? Night night, Neil. Who y'all got to win?
Lakers.
You think Lakers still got this?
Lakers will still win.
I got a new team.
Who? The Nuggets?
Brooklyn.
Nope. I think Kyrie's gonna be too much of a damn distraction.
Brooklyn. Did you see Kyrie? Did you see him?
I think he's going to – it's not going to be on the court shit. It's going to be off the court shit that's going to derail them. He's going to be a distraction, and that's just going to be a problem.
He's already paid his fines for the whole year, and he already said,
Chaz, hold on. We got to digress for a second. Chaz, you see the damn passes that dude was making?
So Chaz's comment
in the second half.
You're supposed to read it, Haas.
Yeah, read this. Chaz's comment. Of
Lamar Jackson is more athletic. Tim Tebow can't pass. Tim Tebow was wildly erratic and would be terrible for 57 minutes. Lamar Jackson was making passes and making plays with his legs, and he's always done that. He is sometimes erratic, but when he's hot, when he's got a clean pocket, he passes way better than Tim Tebow ever could dream of in his wettest dream. Pause. But I will give you this, Chaz. Lamar definitely does need to work on his accuracy, his footwork, throwing the ball the proper way as far as his footwork is concerned.
Shut up, Wayne.
Jesus Christ. Soccer fans, go away.
Fuck it. So, Wayne's
we're getting rich.
If Josh Allen of the Bills can work and improve his accuracy, Lamar Jackson definitely can.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, I will say, has in this year. I was never a Josh Allen believer. Remember last year we were joking about him and one of the other Josh quarter. We were like the sucky
Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen.
Yeah, Josh Rosen. Which sucky Josh is gonna
sitting up in the stands now?
But Josh Allen has had a tremendous year. He looks like a superstar now. I think that with him and Lamar and Patrick Mahomes and hopefully Deshaun Watson, because Watson has really had a bad year. He's got no
offensive line, no running game. His receivers are okay, but he has no offensive line.
Yeah, but they're, you know, it.
I agree. I agree.
He said a lot of that's still Deshaun Watson, though. I mean, he had.
Well, when you don't have time to throw, it's hard to be successful as a quarterback.
It's not all on him, but still, we've seen this happen to other quarterbacks before, and we've seen how they fail to come back.
Yeah, hopefully he gets something.
The NFL is in good shape though with quarterbacks, and I will say Drew Lock too. Drew Lock,
yes, he improved a lot as well. Yeah, yes,
a lot of improvement from Drew Lock as well in Denver. Unfortunately, we can't add Mitch Trubisky to this.
No, because that game was an anomaly.
Yeah,
and everybody knows it was an anomaly. We know that the Bears will be right back to the team
they were. Oh, that's the new sound clip. They are who we thought they were.
and we let them off the hook.
Yeah. And the and what's his face from Cincinnati and Miami, actually. I mean, there's a lot of good young QBs. Burrow.
He tore his ACL, though.
Yeah, he did. And hopefully he'll be able to come back.
I hope so, too.
It was great to see Alex Smith have a little bit of success coming back after that same injury.
He's hurt now.
But the and then I don't know how to say it, Tagliavola from Miami to a Tagliavola.
Tagliavola.
And then you've got Trevor coming in. It's probably gonna be the number one pick in
Trevor
the,
Lawrence.
Yeah, from for next year. So we'll see.
He's played okay for a couple of games, man.
It'll be exciting, and Chaz likes hearing Locke's name because he's a Denver fan. Locke is still booty. He had one decent game. Well, I think he's
played more decent games than the one.
Yeah, you're not giving him enough credit. We have Mitch, so fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, so one last segment. Here we go.
Oh, you got the button, or I got the button?
I don't have the soundboard up today, so we're going to have to apologize. You guys are like
a typical male, can't find the button.
You know.
Oh, shut up.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to the Humidor with Big Hoss. Find out what Hoss is puffing and drinking today. If you try his suggestion, and you die. That is natural selection, and the VFU podcast is not responsible for you being weak effing sauce. Now, the one, the only, Big Hoss.
I'm not on drugs.
He's not on drugs. He's Big Hoss, and welcome to the Humidor, y'all.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. Thank you.
Dutch didn't give his typical little intro there. What are you
saying? What are you drinking? What are you smoking? What are you sitting on?
I'm sitting on a chair right now. But I am smoking. You know something? I sometimes do this. I will be drinking one thing and then I'll switch to something else while I'm smoking a cigar. And I almost have two reviews almost for the same cigar. I'm smoking today on the Fuente Rosado Gran Reserva. Okay. It is from the legendary cigar maker Arturo Fuente. If you're a cigar person, you know the Fuente cigars are known for their craftsmanship, known for their flavors, known for just overall great construction, burn. Just a beautiful cigar, just a beautiful cigars that they make. And the Rosado Gran Reserva is more in that, I want to say mid-tier as far as price point. But this cigar is it's on the upper end of mild, but more medium to me. But what I found was, depending on what you're drinking, it changes a little bit and it gets a little deeper into that medium range. Excuse me. So, like I said, Arturo Fuente, Rosado, Rosado Gran, so Grand without the D, Gran Reserva.
Rosado. Okay. Rosado is pink. So Rosado.
And if you look at it, it has a little bit of a reddish hue to it. The wrapper.
It's I apologize. Use the wrong voice. Teacher, in my other class, Spanish 307, Rosado is Mexican for pink.
I like pink. Anyway, pause.
Oh, there it is.
So it does have a little bit of a red hue to it. Mm. If you can look, you can see here, like last week, the cigar I had was a lot more veiny. The veins were more protrusive. Pause. And you can see here, this one is veiny, but it's smoother. It's smoother. So they're not as raised as the last cigar I was smoking last week for the humidor. This is a Dominican cigar in origin. That means the seeds were taken from wherever they originated from and grown in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is an African Cameroon, which gives it a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of a pre-pause roasted nut type of essence, and a little bit of woodsiness. Now, here's what's interesting. This is a what do they call this one? The Vitola. This is a Toro. Okay. So it's 6x50. It was 6-inch, pause, by 50 ring gauge.
That's okay. Not available on their website. I'm looking all over. I can't find it.
Go try Cigars International.
On it.
Okay. And we just gave a free plug to them, but whatever. The filler is Dominican. And the binder is Dominican as well. So there's nothing from Dutch's Flavor Place in this cigar. Africa Cameroon, and then the binder and the filler are Dominican. As you can see, you take a little puff. It's a medium amount of smoke. At the beginning, it was more voluminous, or whatever you want to call it, with the smoke. I guess if I take a bigger drag, there's a little bit more smoke, but it's not as thick, pause, as other cigars I've smoked.
Now, it's a 6-inch by 47 ring gauge, according to the internet.
Yeah, okay. 47. It looks more like a 50 to me, but whatever. Now, I started the evening drinking coffee, okay?
What's that insignia on your tumbler there?
That is the oldest and the coldest, the baddest and the boldest black fraternity in the land, Alpha Phi Alpha, A-L-P-H-A-P-H-I, A-L-P-H-A. I love it, I love it, I love it. Anyway, so I was drinking coffee. Now, the coffee, it was regular Dunkin' Donuts coffee, free plug, with a little bit of cream in it, pause. When I was smoking and drinking the coffee, this was firmly in the mild range. I was like, this isn't a mild to medium. This is mild. Get the fuck out of here. You know, I only got a little bit of the flavoring. I got more of the sweetness, pause, I guess, because of the cream, pause, in the coffee. But I wasn't getting very much from the cigar. It seemed to me at that point like a pass the time cigar, you know, just something where you're just kind of, you're puffing and you're conversating and, you know, it's just passing the time. You know, it's like a girl that you don't really like her, but you know, it's just, I mean, but here, in all fairness, women do that shit too. They got the free food guy. You know.
Oh my God, I was a free food guy for years without knowing.
Yeah, yeah, man. Don't ever get caught up in that shit.
Oh my God.
The free food. You don't want to be the free food dude or the build me back up with your words but not your pain.
Oh my God. You know, yes.
When a motherfucker has broken your fucking spirit and this dude you call, and build my ego back up. No, I'm gonna build your shit back up with something that you really need. Anyway, but I finished my coffee about
I feel attacked
about 45 minutes ago, right? So I switched. I said, you know something? I'm going to switch to a little bit something, a little bit toothier. Pause. So I got the Blanco Terramana. Can you see that?
Oh, where'd you get that bottle?
Not really. There we go. The Blanco Terramana tequila. And I threw a little bit of Sprecher ginger beer. If you saw, I don't know if you guys saw me pouring up, but I poured a double shot of the tequila. And then I had about two parts tequila, four parts ginger beer. And I took a sip, right? And if I don't know if you guys were watching the show or not, but if you were watching, right after I took that sip, I took a puff. And I did that because the cigar changed. The whole thing changed. It got more spicy. I got more of I got a little bit more of the roasted nuts out of it. Pause.
Ooh, you're gonna
I
love
got
my
more
nuts.
Of the cedar. I even got more of the leather.
Hardwood and leather, all right.
Out of it. And I'm just like, oh shit.
He got that Marcellus Wallace leather taste in his mouth. You okay?
Actually, no, that man. Was silicone. That was a plastic ball gag. It was not leather.
But anyway. One of the best lines ever.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, nah, man.
I'm pretty fucking
far from okay.
That's the greatest line ever.
Me and some hard pipe hitting brothers about to go at this man with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. Fuck.
Mr. Hillbilly racist over here.
Yeah.
Rapist racist. But you're a rapist and a racist at once. You're
You all so kind of I
this cigar. I would, if I had to give it a name, I'd call it the Transformer because
Optimus
drinking the coffee. I don't know if this cigar is an Optimus Prime.
Megatron?
Nah, not even Bumblebee. It's Ratchet.
Yo, so I lied him.
Ironhide. He always dies. You know?
Every time.
Why does Haas have my initials on his wall? Well, because he loves you.
That is not your initials, but this.
You can't see the middle letter.
It actually says Jules.
Welcome to shopping at Jewel.
Right. No. This is Jewel's. This is a paddle from my fraternity, and it says Jewel's because
here at the kids.
Here at the top, no, I don't haze my kids like that. My hands are enough. Pause. But here at the top is a picture of the seven founders of our fraternity, and we call them the Jewel's.
Oh yeah, they're part of Black Illuminati, right?
You got the founders here. Black you got three, and then you have one of our we're very steeped in Egyptian and African culture, and so we have a Tut head there, a Pharaoh head, because we call ourselves the Pharaohs. But anyway, so this cigar, I think it's more of a Ratchet or an Ironhide or something like that, because it does transform depending on what you're drinking. It totally changes. You know what I mean?
Bougie Ratchet.
Savage. So
savage.
You know something? What's funny about it is this, though. There's another cigar that I smoke that is just like you call it a daily smoker, a bargain basement cigar. It goes for maybe $5 or $6. And you can get these for like $7.50 or $8. You could probably get a box of them for maybe between 170 and $200, but that's like a box of 20, though. You know what I mean? Depending on where you go. But that other cigar I was talking about is right up there with this one. This one it's good, and I mean you get the Fuente quality. Look at that burn! Look at that burn! It's pretty much straight all the way across. The ash was about an inch and a half, 2 inches before it fell off. That's pause. But that's good. You know, you'd like it to be better, but I was picking up, putting it down. I was turning it this way, you know. So to get a pretty good ash like that, it does flake a little bit. Like if you look at it, you can see that it has some flake on it. And every once in a while, you'll get flakes coming off. And depending on what you're wearing, you don't want to get that flake on you because then you got ash on your clothes and stuff. But burns pretty well. I didn't have to touch it too many times.
Pause.
On my leafometer, I'd give this
Oh, he's deep in thought. It's gonna be high.
No, it won't. It's like a 4.4, 4.5.
Oh, womp.
Here's the thing for me that, you know, those tenths of a point are huge for me, because if a cigar is lower than a 4.2, I probably won't smoke it.
I think perspective, and this is a 5-point scale. I think that since we've been doing this for a year and a half.
Yes.
I think your highest score is either a 4.8 or a 4.9. Nobody's ever gotten a 5.
No.
And the lowest is probably, I think, a 3.7.
3.7, 3.8.
Yeah, it wasn't the Trump cigar. Trump got like
a 4.1 or 4.2.
Yeah, I think it was a 3.9 or 4.0, but
yeah.
It's not the lowest. So, you know, even on your scale, that's in the middle.
Yeah. My thing is, you know, you don't get a lot of low leafer meters out of me because I very rarely smoke bullshit cigars.
What is like a 2? A White Owl?
What's a Black and Mild?
Black and Milds and White Owls are being that 2 to 3 range. You know what I mean? Like Dutch Masters. You get the Dutch Masters, and that's like a one and a half.
What about like a Backwoods?
I like Backwoods.
Backwoods are good.
Backwoods will get you a 4.3 out of me. I like Backwoods. I'm gonna really like them once I get this new bike, and I'm gonna get a bagger, probably this spring or summer.
What's a Newport then? A 1?
I don't know because I've never smoked a Newport or a Kool. I've never smoked a cigarette ever. So I don't know. All I know is this, that Benson and Hedges and Newports and Cools really fuck with my and Winston's really fuck with this. That's what's so weird about this is that cigarette smoke.
Yeah, it's big difference.
It closes up my sinuses. I can't breathe. My throat closes up. But cigar smoke, nothing.
Cigarette smokes are a repugnant smell now that I don't smoke anymore. So. All right, another successful edition of the Humidor. Before we close, just want to go over something real quick. A listener sent me. Neil C. On Twitter listened to one of our episodes and said,
Neil,
I wanted to give you a list of some other. I don't have his comment up right now. I just wrote his name down, but he said something basically like, I want to give you guys some other examples of what you talked about. About a month ago, you guys. Talked to me about the phrase the peanut gallery, and he sent me some other terms that we use a lot that are not maybe terms that we should use. So I just want
to rule of thumb
a couple of them.
Rule of thumb. Yep. That's one.
That one's not on the list. But one of them here is the word jip. So in other words, I went to the store.
I felt
jipped. Well, jip is not Semitic.
Yeah. Gypsies.
Gypsies. Yeah. You're right.
It's about gypsies, GYP. One I had no idea about was two of them are anti-Irish terms, hooligan and paddy wagons.
Yeah, paddy wagon is racist.
Yeah, hooligan is basically a stereotype of a person who supposedly his name was John Houlihan, who was a drunkard. They're not even sure if this person existed. But you know, basically saying someone who just likes to get drunk, and they call
funny
them
is that,
that because he was Irish.
Funny thing about that is there is a cigar called the Dirty Hooligan.
Yeah, like I said, but it's people don't know it. I didn't know that either. Paddy wagon is called paddy wagon because of it, like St. Paddy's Day. The assumption that it would be full of
drunks
of drunk Irish people.
Yep.
Yeah, because the stereotype is that Irish like to get drunk and fight.
Right. And then there was a couple of them that were sold down the river. You guys know that one.
Oh yeah, we know. Yeah. You get sold down the river.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which I think we all knew that one.
Yeah.
Already. And one I had no idea about was bugger. Now it says bugger is an English term, but is also often used in the United States when saying someone bugged me. That's actually, he said it's borderline, but it's somewhat homophobic because and this is the story. When you call someone a bugger, you're accusing them of being someone who likes anal sex.
Giving or taking?
Yes. Well, probably both. But
it's an important distinction there.
At least according to the original meaning, the term stemmed from a group of people called the Bugamills, who led a religious sect during the Middle Ages. Through various languages, the language.
Spell that for me. Spell Bugamills.
Bugomils.
I'll have to look them up.
Yeah. And it says many considered them to approach sex in what they called the inverse way and had a high propensity of homosexuality. And therefore, calling that someone a homosexual, someone a bugger, would be basically making, you know, because of this particular group. So,
yeah,
because
the English phrase a lot is, oh, bugger me. Like, yeah. Almost like, fuck me. In English, here in America, we say, fuck me or fuck my life.
You
say,
and, well, me. And also, if a British person calls you a cunt, it's not as offensive as it is.
I have a lot of Australian friends
in the US.
I learned very quickly how loose they are with cunt.
Yeah. And people hear it here and they're like, on the boys. Oh. Like on the boys, what's his face said it? Billy said it, and somebody they looked at him crazy, and they're like, "It don't mean the same thing to me, love."
Yeah.
So, all right, Mikey, you get the last word tonight. Go.
I don't have a last word, so I'm going to kick my last word over to Hassan.
Oh, because you've been very quiet today. So
guess what?
I've been in the chat and producing as I should.
Well, mine is very simple, especially in these times. I just want to encourage everyone, you know, for context, I'm a very passionate person. So I wear my emotions on my sleeve. If I'm happy, you're going to know about it. If something's bothering me, you're going to know about it. What I like, I like. I saw a meme on social media, and it said, when a black person's jam comes on, it don't matter if it's in Target or the club or church or whatever, they're going to be jamming. They're going to be dancing. And in my case, it's definitely true. Forget Me Nots was on in some store in CVS the other day. Free plug for them. And I was definitely in the aisles.
Buy stock in CVS right now. We just plugged them.
Getting my groove on, so to speak, in the CVS while we're looking for these beautiful readers that I got on right now. And it comes down to the philosophy that I have called squeeze every drop out of life. You don't know which blink is going to be your last one. So why waste it? Don't waste your blinks. Don't waste your breaths. The things we take for granted. You know, we take it for granted that we're going to wake up. We take it for granted that we're going to go out and come home. We take it for granted that, you know, we're going to survive to the end of the day. And we don't know that. So throughout the day, every day is a gift. Every second. Squeeze every drop out of every second. Do those things that you're fearful of doing. Because at the end of your life, whenever that might be, as my Nana used to say, you're going to regret the things that you didn't do more than the things you did that may have been mistakes. You're going to be, I wish I had done this. I wish I had tried that. Squeeze every drop out of life. Be passionate. Be a little obnoxious sometimes in your happiness. You know, people that are upset that you're expressive and
a little necessary trouble.
Right. Be, you know, a lot of people that get annoyed by that, they're annoyed because they don't have that happiness in their life. They don't have that, you know, so you should do that. We spend so much time and too much time, I think, being reserved and holding back and not really enjoying this journey called life. And this journey is shorter than you think. It goes faster than you think. And every second is a blessing, and you should take it as such and enjoy it. Stop and look up at the stars in the springtime. Watch the buds come out of the trees and things like that. and enjoy every second. Tell those people around you that you love them. Give them their flowers before they're in the casket. That's a little word from Big Hoss.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm looking forward to spending some more time on pop culture soon.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. But we're still gonna. That doesn't mean we're not gonna hold Biden accountable.
Oh yeah,
we are.
Oh yeah, we gotta hold his feet to the fire. Gotta give him some blisters.
But we're gonna have. I've been working a lot on where this podcast is gonna go. I have some ideas. I haven't shared any of these ideas with these two jokers yet.
Using his white privilege to just say, I've got ideas.
I'm not saying anything. We'll have some conversations, but this is a democracy.
Well, this isn't a democracy. It's a republic.
Oh, okay. It's a democratic republic.
It's a federalist republic.
Representative democracy.
Yes, but
whatever.
Representatively speaking.
Wait a minute. Before we go, and I really want to get off because
I want to get off.
But I want to know, I already did that, but what is Mikey drinking there? What you got?
Oh, you know me.
You got some OG,
but I've been low key hated on
by 19 crimes. What?
No. I only drink wine with a fine meal. That's the only way I can enjoy wine thoroughly.
A brain and collard beans.
There's a little cherry Coke and some Bacardi, you know.
Oh, Bacardi and Coke. Okay.
All right. I add a little cherry to it this time, you know.
Pause.
Swish it on up.
Pause. But,
nothing too fancy for the producer extraordinaire.
Right.
I keep it simple, folks.
Yeah,
just like my brain.
He's a simple.
Oh, fox. That's just my brain. It's always doing that. What's that from? Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy's cousin, Sven.
Yeah,
my cousin Sven on the electric fence.
I'm 33 years old, and I was very young when that premiered.
Oh my God, you need to get through some.
I've watched a lot, but not all.
So oh man,
the references aren't fresh for me.
I got you.
And on a similar token, I'll say this because Dutch always forgets it. If you guys really enjoy the podcast and you guys really enjoy independent media. By all means, please help out the show. Go to patreon.com/VFU podcast. Look at him. He's trained well. Every little pledge helps. We'd like to get back to the tier where we can start donating a third to charity again. So if you guys have like a cup of coffee a month, fucking $5 a month,
right.
For just 31 cents a day. If you like us so much that you want to give us $100, just break it up $10 a month and then Merry Christmas. Yeah. We love you guys.
Happy Hanukkah. So please, I brought back Merry Christmas, just so you know.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Please. I'm not bringing back Kwanzaa. We don't
do Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
Ben Carson told me he doesn't want Kwanzaa either.
That was Herman Cain's dying wish. No more Kwanzaa.
But every little drop in the bucket helps because there are production costs, and this is a free show. Let's help keep it free, shall we? So please chip in, everybody. And that's it.
Pay for something that is free, please.
Yeah, help other people get the free show. If you're in a position to help other people get the free show, please consider doing so.
And let me elaborate real quick on what he just meant. For about 9 months, we gave 1/3 of every dollar that is given to us, pledged to us, to a charity. We had said that we were going to start doing that when we hit $100 in Patreon. We never have ever been at $100 in Patreon. The most we got to is about $88, which is fine. We don't do this for money. We would like to get money, but we don't do it for money. There's a difference. So we got to about $88. And then, so I was like, you know, we're close enough. So we gave 1/3 for about 7-9 months, something like that. So if we get back to above 75, which I think right now we're in the 50s, then I'll commit to do that again. So what we would do is every third month, we would change the charity we would give it to. It'll either be Wounded Warrior, Doctors Against Borders,
Without Borders,
That's what did I say?
Against.
Oh.
Go to sleep.
That's a bunch of dudes with stethoscopes ripping down fences like, no.
That's the Proud Boys charity.
Doctors, border borders.
Against borders.
He's been pretty quiet.
So what Wounded Warrior, Doctors Without Borders, and the other one was Autism Speaks.
What was the prison one?
Innocence Project.
Yes, we had donated to that 1 month. That was because we had my friend Mike on, the Aryan Brotherhood member.
Yeah.
Which by the way is still our most listened to episode ever. That most of our episodes
go back
400 listens. I have lost contact with him. I've tried. He's a really good guy, and most of our episodes for those who don't know get somewhere between 350 and 600 listens per episode. So we do okay. We're not anywhere near like super popular.
Like Rogan.
But that episode, and that was before video, that episode has 1,700 listens. So that's three times our next best episode. And
so all you Aryans out there.
Yeah, they all listened.
Well, that just goes to show that the listenership is loyal, and they shared it with their friends and their friends enjoyed it. But the very next episode they didn't like, so they didn't download it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that episode had very poor audio because of his microphone. So that's unfortunate. But I definitely would have liked to have gotten Mike back, and you know, I will have to find something else like that in the future.
I got some people lined up for you. Don't you worry about
that. All right, well, let's rock and roll. So 2021 is going to be, look, if 2021 is not a better year than this year, we're all fucking dead anyway.
Aliens
so.
Will come in 2021.
Yeah,
they will take me in as their own.
Well, there's no proof that you're not one of the reptilian aliens right now.
Right now,
you have no evidence that you're not.
I'm not trying to disprove your case.
Yeah. Lift up your shirt, DJ.
You're gonna get me demonetized.
Yeah,
get your gills out.
Peel it off, V. So, so we will see all of you crack smoking losers, and Hunter Biden will see you also next week on Voice from the Underground. Go fuck yourself, Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
Thank you for listening to Voice from the Underground. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at VFU Podcast. See you next time.
from the underground.
My name is Eric Hunley, and I host Unstructured. On Unstructured, I have intimate conversation with a diverse range of people. I've interviewed a presidential candidate and a felon, not the same person. I've even chatted with a musher. Yep, a sledder behind a pack of dogs. And in these conversations, we learn what drives these folks. Please, come check out Unstructured. You can find Unstructured wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for a sports host and show that gives you the flavor.
Tom Brady, thrown for over 60,000 yards, the most playoff victories, the most Super Bowls, the most Super Bowl MVPs. He is not the greatest of all time.
That brings the energy.
Shaq quote, the earth is flat. Close quote. The earth is round.
That isn't about
this or that. It ain't this or that.
Charles Barkley, 1994. You stole two home games in the Western Conference semifinals against the Rockets. Your team blows it in seven. 1 year later, up 3-1. Two games at home, and you blow that too.
Then you've come to the right place.
I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports. On Cole Sports. With a Z. .com.
Hey, come back.
Voice from the underground.